environment they want, and you're going to be limited in changing the style unless you have a lot, unless you have an example of Japanese style and train a model on what Japanese style is. So I think initially you are not going to be able to change the style until you have a sufficient data set.
Yeah,
to
so
train
we probably
a model
want to crawl. We probably want to crawl some data, and we kind of in our data
what
set.
What data are you going
to
crawl? Where are you going to get that 3D data?
Maybe not 3D. Can we do 2D?
There's not 2D, enough. But then you can't change the camera angle and all that because of the consistency.
Google Maps. People meticulously go model their own cities. The Piku.
Yeah, if you have data.
Well, yeah, 3D. in peak Google Maps for large urban areas, and I think the models still exist. The KMZs were crazy. People would just randomly go out and model their own house and the two houses next to them because they thought it was fun. I need to go look at how dense the data set is. I remember for San Francisco and like Hong Kong, it was quite impressive. So you get like a full KMZ model of Hong Kong that you can go walk around in.
Yeah, if you can get that data, then you're good. I think the thing with AI models is there are a lot of 2D images available. And so that's why the diffusion models have been successful for 2D images, but not so as successful for movie and 3D because less data available or training takes a lot longer. So it's much easier if you just start with capturing your own data, Gaussian splat, 3D environment, offer that to your users, and then either acquire the data somewhere else or scan it yourself.
I'm thinking, there's no camera feed, so you can't tell that I'm thinking. I'm going to turn on my camera so that you guys can all see, Justin can see that I'm in fact thinking.
See your shoulder.
Look, I'm thinking. Well, walk through a environment which is in the style of Tokyo, right? Like, you don't want actual Tokyo. You want, like, something which looks like Tokyo. I don't know how much training data is needed to do this. Like, if you take a bunch of videos of Tokyo, then label them all Tokyo, will the model learn that it's Tokyo? It seems hard because Tokyo-ness is much less well-defined than, say, humanness. So I have no idea. Hang on. I have this capability.
If you do it, I'm sure you can do 2D. Put that in your prompt.
All right. No one is.
It'll come out.
We can use my own app to generate some images at least.
You know, image generation will have no problem, but.
Yeah, I'm just curious what the behavior likes. So this is SDXL, a very reasonable model. Yeah, so this is what SDXL gives. Imagine downtown Tokyo at right, high quality.
Should do like street level. Because you're talking about
street
walking
level,
through it, not flying through it.
DNG 35mm 1.4. Should we add trending on ArtStation? Okay. Hey, Kelly, is this downtown Tokyo?
Mm-hmm.
Ignore the bad text and like the general
it's
lumpiness.
Kind of.
I have no idea what downtown Tokyo looks like.
It can flow. It can flow as downtown.
Yeah,
Tokyo.
So you can.
You
can make an image of it, but then making a video or 3D is much harder.
Okay. This is pretty decent. So you can learn concepts like this. Sadly, the animate endpoint isn't up. Otherwise, we could animate it and see what we get. I mean, Maybe the answer is to do it in two stages, right? If what you want is, it also depends on how long the videos are. Yeah, Kelly, how long do we want the videos to be? Like the walkthrough, like if you want, like show me a walk through Tokyo or something, like how long? I assume more than 6 seconds.
Maybe 10 seconds.
10 seconds,
10 seconds
okay.
later on can be longer if the person pay more, like something.
I mean, one way might be to just train a model to predict walks through cities, which are generally like a self-driving type model, right, for which there's large amounts of data. Then generate the first image and then use your model to predict the motion. Like the self-driving models are really good because there's so much data, you can get so much data. So for this, you would go like crop the view through the dash cam to be something more modest field of view, like not a fisheye, then train to predict the next frame. Could be
But
interesting.
you want to put people,
You can
you want to put yourself in.
wait, do you want yourself to be in the walkthrough?
Some
That's
of
what I
those,
thought.
so some of those could be, some of those don't have to be. It could be separate. Because some
It sounded to
people.
me, like the whole thing was you capture yourself and then you can insert yourself into
Yes, yeah, so that is one of
any
the, that is one of the fe
location.
that is one of the
But
feature.
you're gonna have to pick one, 'cause who's gonna make all these features? You got how many, nine features? Who's gonna make them all?
Not enough features. Let me see. So it's
Are you
you.
do you have a team of programmers that you assigning them to?
Oh, hey, you and Bailey, another person helping.
Okay, so I've picked out one feature I'm tackling. It'll probably take me 3 months.
The walk through the city is something I can look into. This is actually an interesting thing. We go to Hugging Face.
Bailey, you said you were gonna capture Gaussian splats.
Yeah, I thought, but now it seems like you're splatting. Should I continue splatting? I can continue splatting.
You're saying I'm splatting?
Are you? I'm not sure.
No,
I
I'm
think that's one of
not.
the useful features of this meeting is to decide. We can figure out. Okay, I'll continue splatting then.
I'm not, because I thought, yeah, you talked
I'll
last
continue.
time that
I'll
sounded to me
continue.
like the main feature was going to be capture 3D environments, Gaussian splat, combine it with the user who has recorded their likeness and are inserting themselves into 3D environments and being able to change the camera, time of day, weather, and animate yourself.
Okay.
That's what
Yeah.
it sounded to me last meeting.
I'm trying to find like a yes, OpenDrive Lab slash Vista. Predict the future. Wait, this is a fun model. We should go play with it. Look at this object. It generates these nice long models of driving.
So could you generate a video and reverse it?
To go backwards, to drive backwards.
Drive backwards and then you put a person in front, you put yourself in front like you're
Oh
walking
God, so it's like
down
green
the
screen in
street.
like a bad movie from 1960. There's like an
Oh.
animation of a man running.
Yeah, except it's you because you've scanned your face.
This may be a very challenging model. Demo. All you get are.
That only street.
I mean, you only get streets, but check it out, Kelly. These are pretty good streets.
Okay.
Like these are generated by a model which is only trained to predict driving videos.
I see. How does it work?
You can we can go add some like additional like bouncing up and down to make it feel like
Make
walking.
it slower.
Yeah.
But it's only in the street. You're gonna. The person's gonna be walking on the street when they should be
Yeah.
walking on a sidewalk.
Shit.
Oh, yeah. Can we shift the person a little bit?
Can we like fine-tune it to predict videos that were from the side? I'll look into this, but this seems promising.
Oh, there's a friend of mine have a self-driving car company, have a little model called VideoGen 2. That is focused on driving self-driving data. They'll
I'm
sell the data to Toyota.
It really stresses me out to like think about cars which are trained on the outputs of models which are trained on the outputs of cars. Seems like a step in the wrong direction.
Yeah, the data's valuable. You need to hire minimum wage people to go capture data so you could resell it.
Ah, oh, that's a good call.
I see.
Yeah, like that's one of our plan, by the way. Like, we're trying to use crypto to have people doing that upcoming very soon. Yeah. Like Africa. Even Southeast Asia is too expensive.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna continue to work on capture the user's likeness to be able to put it into a new environment.
Gotcha. Cool. And you can also take a look into the like remix and the street view if you have any ideas. Like we can talk about it. Otherwise, they will research into those two things as well.
I will add to my bucket getting this driving model running because it seems fairly straightforward and seems like a lot of reward for a small amount of work.
Also, change the camera angle.
We can probably fine-tune the model to be like off to one side because a lot of the physics are, a lot of the like internal consistency are the same.
Extending canvas. So text-to-video and image-to-video, we're just using existing video model.
I don't see the value of extend canvas because everybody else can do that.
Yeah, there's no value. They're just like bring to the average. Even they can do it in other places, they may need it. It's just an end down feature. Yeah, it's not a value feature. It's like every facial app can make the girl's eye bigger, and every app can make your face whiter. So you have to have that because everyone else have it. But like no one else can add a hairband. The only one guy can add a hairband. But like, if you can make the face whiter, like people are still going to like not use it because like face is dark. So it's like it's one of those features. Yeah, it's not too much value. We just want to find a working method that tie together. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think you need if you can get 3D data instead of generating a video using car driving videos. You could just get the 3D data of the city.
Yeah, I think we. I think. I think. Better. I think we can do it for. Still sharing. Oh, I'm glad I didn't visit anything embarrassing.
Is there any like
open? Yeah. Download Google Earth model of city. Download.
Or use the latest Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Could I don't think the street level view.
It sounds maybe if they have a Microsoft driving simulator.
Okay, this is unpleasant but potentially possible to download cities. I really don't like looking at people's YouTube videos because then the man gets views. But this really should be a tutorial. Maps, models, importer. I see. Interesting. So how do I get the model? Chrome shortcut, render dock, void tools. Okay, so you
Where
like use Chrome.
Data?
Google Maps.
Okay.
Check it. So zoom out. So, okay, the key is this mysterious bootleg GitLab script. Maps, models, importer, white maps. Oh, God. Start this. Oh, my God.
Where's my potato thing?
Wow. Holy crap, look at how this thing works. Are you reading this, Justin? It scrapes your GPU.
Wait, see, my potato thing.
So it's behind your laptop. Wow, it scrapes the triangles out of your GPU. This bullshit. This is not okay. This is not okay. What are you? It scrapes the GPU. It doesn't download the file. It scrapes the mesh out of your GPU.
Cool.
Cool.
What lengths will you go to get your data?
Data's worth money, man.
Yeah.
All right. Investigate this. We'll add this. Oh, my user is not recording, otherwise it would save an action item. Maybe we should add this to the action items.
Or just send somebody to each city with a drone and capture.
Yeah, how long would it take to traverse all of the streets in a city in both directions using a drone? I guess you can have like multiple cameras. If the drone is light and flies very close to the ground, no one will be able to stop you. Okay, this is cool. This is unreasonable. What is render doc? I'm still just like overwhelmed by the bullshitness of this tool.
And you just go on some like international Fiverr type site where you contract a person. So go to like Eastern Europe and hire a random guy to just walk around with his phone and
In Eastern,
capture
yeah. If you want,
video.
if all you want to do is be able to generate videos of Kazakhstan, this is a great idea. This is probably the one thing where like crowdsourced data doesn't work because your crowd's all gonna live in Indonesia and Africa. So you're gonna get like the capital of Ghana, small villages, and Jakarta. Like you'll have the world's best 3D model of Jakarta. Like every person will be modeled.
Yeah, so if you have the capture pipeline figured out, then just
Yeah.
either fly, go to these cities yourself, or hire somebody cheap to generate videos for you.
This thing is beautiful. We should definitely go try it. Here we can go. Let's take a look.